Hi, okay. I was trying to figure this out. This is my first time giving this a shot here. My name is Brother Romy, and I am here just to give a quick word that was in my spirit here. Just really quick, God has delivered me and saved me from my sins. I've been saved for about a little bit over 8 years now, and saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm aware of what God has done for me, and it has drastically changed my life. Like, I'm truly living that life of a new creature, a new nature that is actually after God. I used to run away from that. And we're living in a world full of people who are doing the same thing. But I know God is true and good. And a lot of times you need to hear a testimony or whatever it may be, so that people will know that he can deliver in their situation as well. But a lot of the things that I have been experiencing and seeing is a greater manifestation of things that are not of God in this world, in our society. They have always been there. They just have not always been as clear as they are now, and even gone to manifest themselves in the schools, on the television shows. It used to be a difference when you used to see those things in the nighttime, but now they are on in broad daylight, and it's just really the word of God coming to pass for those who have received Jesus Christ. There's a standard for us to walk in the things of God. If you do not know Christ, it all starts with him. And it starts with him, and even that kind of, it's kind of like a confrontation between who you are now and who God is going to deliver you to be. And it changes everything, no lie. You know, there's no way to get around it. Change is a necessity. It's not something that's optional. It's not something that anybody can do anything about. We all kind of kicked against it for a while, but you have to surrender in order to experience that change. And like I said, there's no way around that. And that's where I saw the Spirit of the Lord manifest his glory. So Jesus Christ is the answer. He has manifested that word and that understanding through life itself. His will is actually manifested in the earth. All kinds of things are testifying of the things of the Lord. So I just want to thank him for that. And I'm going to... Okay, there we go. So I'm just going to read a few scriptures from the book of Galatians, and it is going to be coming from the 5th chapter. And it is talking about the difference between the spirit and the flesh. And there are differences. And there are differences that are notable, things that you can tell because they produce different things. The spirit tells us that it will only produce the good things of the Lord, which all of those things have already been revealed by God. No hijacking to say that love is something else when love is of God. You know they're lying when they say that. Love is of God, and there is no other form of true love out there except it come from God. If it's not of God, it is not love. And there is an enemy that has gone out who has tried to deceive the people of the world into thinking that he is something that he's not. He's a blasphemer, he's a liar, and he's trying to assume the identity of something that he's not. The flesh loves to try to assume the identity of something that it's not. The flesh, the iniquity that comes through in it is that it's trying to be something that it's not. It's trying to be good. The word of God says that there is no good thing in the flesh. That's why it should be surrendered. Your whole life should be surrendered. You should surrender everything to God. And that way the true change can come in. But there is no good thing in the flesh. There's no way to convert that. He's letting us know that there's a true identity and true characteristics of the flesh that let you know what it really is. So you don't have to listen to people. You don't have to listen to what they tell you. Believe what they show you on television or whatever it may be, the water cooler at work, whatever they're trying to tell you. The word of God really lays it out so that you understand what it really is. For those people walking in God, he does say, starting at the verse 16 of the fifth chapter of Galatians. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And he's letting us know right there that you will not produce things that are not of God if you are walking in the Spirit. It's exclusive to God only that produces the things of God, mind, body, and soul. Walking in the Spirit, you produce the things of the Spirit. So he said, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not produce things of the flesh. For the flesh, verse 17, lust against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that they cannot do the things that they would. So he's saying that they're against each other. They have no connection. They have no friendship. When you see people trying to walk in both, you know, a lot of times they'll come back and they'll try to tell you it's for God or it's a little different. You know, don't judge me. Don't try to say anything negative. The truth is not negative. It's something that gives people the truth. Whoever is inquiring the truth, it gives them the truth about what the confusion that they're seeing. You know, is a Christian supposed to do this? Well, the Word of God reveals to us what you're supposed to live as a Christian. Walking in the Spirit, there are certain things you won't do, so you won't have fellowship with them in the things that they do. You can only be fruitful in the Spirit. In the flesh, you cannot. And he reveals at the origins of this that the flesh is lusting against the Spirit, and it's fighting against it. Not really promoting the things of God, not testifying of the glory of God, but it's coming against it, trying to change the nature, trying to change what God said is the will of man for his life. Changing the nature of the man, changing the nature of the woman to fit something else that is not even compatible with their life. And therefore, they're showing forth a sign that they are of the flesh and not the Spirit. And again, I said they're contrary to one another so that they cannot do the things that they would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. These are things that he's revealing that are not of the Spirit of God. Fornication clearly is not of God. And a 12-year relationship doesn't make it of God just because you've been doing it for a long time, or just because there's a lot of people who have joined you. There's a saying in the world, and that saying is that misery loves company. Truly, the people of the world have a great crowd of company around them, and it makes them feel comfortable in doing these things because everybody is doing it. But the truth is that those things are still unholy in the eyes of God. Praise God. Let's see, where am I at? Okay. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seductions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. The people of God sometimes have been falsely accused of being judgmental when the Word of God has revealed to those who inquire, who want to know what the truth is. Is there a way that you can miss out on God? Yes, he reveals there is. That way that you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven, he reveals. And this is revealing of the things that are done. These are the things that are show forth people who will not inherit. If they're not dealt with, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is not something that a Christian just makes up because they're judging. Yes, you have people out there who are judging, but those people, let them be hypocrites. Let them judge. But it doesn't mean that the word of God is not true. These are things that are manifesting the nature of the flesh. Manifesting the things. Every man was born and shaped in iniquity. No man can uphold his own life or preserve his own life. I don't care if you've never drank or smoked or anything like that. No man is right or good on his own right, by his own strength. He doesn't have goodness, his own goodness. A lot of times people just try to do things that emulate, that imitate good, so that they can appear to be good. They're givers so they can appear to be good because it makes people feel good. But it doesn't mean that you're good. It's God that makes the work good. And it's God that knows the heart. So if you're going to do righteousness, you're going to keep doing righteousness. And if you make a mistake, you're going to get back up again and practice righteousness so that that thing gets embedded in you and becomes a part of your nature and your heart, so that what you normally do is of God and not of the world. Okay. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You are free when you walk in the liberty of the Lord. Whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. And there is nothing, no blemishes, spot, or wrinkles that'll be left upon you that you won't be able to go forth. When you walk in the Spirit, you are free. It's not a free to do what you want, but you're free in the Spirit. When you have God in your life, there are certain things that you do not want to do. And there are things that you just can't help but to do. Things that catch your attention. You want to be closer to God. You want to know Him by His Spirit. It's not enough to only go to church on particular days. You have to know Him and fellowship with Him every day. And even especially during the hard times, difficult times. I'm seeing more of God in these difficult times. And there's other people who are saying, where is God? Something's not right. I'm experiencing God on a regular basis. And manifestation of God greater even in dark situations. He's let me know that He will never leave me, nor forsake me. But there's people out there who are wondering where He is. A different life, different father, different outcome. And watch this, verse 24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. It's a word that nobody likes to bring up, is lust. Not just a sexual lust, but a lust where you're addicted and always searching after and reaching after things that are of the world, things that are of the flesh. Those things are lustful, when you're lusting after the things of the world, to go that way, to be like that, to dress like that, to sound like that, to do all of the things of the world instead of do and manifest the things of the Spirit of God, which we don't see enough of. Why does everybody want to do the thing that we see every day, instead of doing the thing that we barely ever see anymore? Holiness in young people is what we need to see. Instead of seeing young people go the way of unrighteousness until they almost die or get older, and then finally, after some great ordeal, finally want to try to settle down with God. That was my plan originally, to use up all of my youth for what I wanted and then give God an old man. It didn't work out that way. It wouldn't have worked anyway. Giving God leftovers, only because you can't be in a club anymore because you're too old. Trying to do things that, you know, where you're not really in it. Trying to fake and pretend, make your presence known in church, but not living any of it. It wouldn't have worked. But I thank God he delivered me. He really, truly delivered me. I saw a death of the old man and a birth of a new man. And I thank God because I said, Lord, I was trying to run away from that. What if I had gotten away? What if I had died in my sins? Who would have been able to stand for me? Nobody. Certainly wouldn't have been my friends. They encouraged me to do everything. And I encouraged them. But none of us were there for each other when we needed help, truly needed help. They'll help you get there, but they won't be there to get you out. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Every day is a lifestyle. Every day is training, understanding, listening, asking questions when you don't know something. You're being attracted to go to those places where things of God are taught and celebrated, not places where God is shunned at the door. And they play different music. They do other things. I go around people who lift the Lord up, who talk great about him, but live a lifestyle. If we walk in the Spirit, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in it. Let us dress in it. Let's speak in it. Let's think in it. Everything should be of the Spirit. Challenges will come. Trust me, I know all too well. There is no perfection here. But the things that were wrong about me, they were able to be dealt with, some still being dealt with. Because my mind is made up. I'm going to serve God. My life is not my own. It belongs to God. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. I really thank you for listening. And if you, whoever you are, taking the time, and I really pray that reaches somebody. And I will try to get on here a little bit more. I really don't do a whole lot of social media stuff, but you know, if there's a purpose in it, then praise God. I'm in. So thank you once again, and I'll see you later.